Yosef Yosef saw ki Yoshes Ovid es Yad Yiminoi al Rosh Ephraim. Vayera be'enav. Okay, so over here, this is after the bracha is already over. It's very, very long. There are many, many questions about the entire story of Yaakov Avinu switching his hands and giving the bracha to putting his right hand on the head of Ephraim and putting his left hand on the head of Menashe. Okay, so everything goes on. He gives them the brachas. That was the last ali. He gives them the brachas and he says, Yerech Hashem Yishmer. He gives them the bracha of Yisimcha Lekim Ki Ephraim Mech Menashe. Okay, he gives them the brachas. Then, after he gave them the brachas, all of a sudden he wakes up. All of a sudden Yosef wakes up and Yosef says, oh, what do you do? What do you do? You put the hand in the wrong place. I mean, l'chor, it's too late already. He already gave the brachas. Vayar Yosef ki Yoshes Aviv Yad Yiminoi al Rosh Ephraim. Vayera be'enof. Okay, that's a very powerful expression. It was ra. It was ra in his eyes. Vayismoich Yad Aviv. What's the word vayismoich? In the English, it says he took hold. Okay, is that the correct?
Do you hear me?
I hear you. Yes, I hear you. I do hear you. Yes.
We're talking about this today. I just got a request, a notice that someone's looking to find an adoptive home for a week old Down syndrome girl.
Yeah.
They're looking. You understand?
For a week old. Wow, a week old.
It's still happening.
Wow, a week old girl.
I thought it was gone already.
What do you mean gone? What do you mean gone?
I thought that they didn't do it anymore. That people already were used to it.
Used to what?
To having a child. If a child.
It's not so easy. Not everyone can do this. What are you kidding? What, every family can do this? What are you kidding?
He brings a story. He's talking about people doing a lot of myth. Like the muscle, right?
You can't blame anyone. You know how much work this is.
I'm not blaming. There's a mother who has a Jewish mother in our area who has adopted 9 Down syndrome kids.
Not to be believed. Not to be believed.
He says not to be believed, and she doesn't talk about it. And all the scar, more than, you know.
It's not to be believed. It's a mamish not to be believed. All right, listen, you can't blame anyone. You can't blame me. See what goes on.
It's sister. Maybe she can find a doctor.
I'll tell it to her, but whatever. All right, let's learn.
She'll kill you.
Now, there are a lot of questions over here. No, it says the word, it's a very powerful word. He took hold. What does it mean, vayismach? Vayismach means that he's supported. The word over here, vayismach, really is a very difficult word to translate. It says over here, first of all, you see the English, they're very tricky over here, the English. It says in the pasuk, vayera be'enav. It was evil in his eyes. In the English, it says he thought it was wrong. Come on, that's not what it says. It says vayera is evil be'enav in his eyes. He thought, the eyes turns into thought, and vayera is wrong. Okay, that's quite a stretch. Maybe that's what it says in the Targum. We'll see. Vayismach, what's vayismach? So he took hold. What do you mean he took hold? Vayismach doesn't mean to take hold. It means to support. It means to support. It's very difficult. Yad aviv lechasir, to remove it, oisa. Me'al rosh Ephraim, al rosh Menashe. Rashi. Vayismach yad aviv. Rashi types the word vayismach heirima, to lift up, mayal rosh beno ve'usimocho, and to have it rest biyadoi, in his hand. Okay, so the word vayismach does not mean anything more than to take possession of the hand, lehasir ve'usimocho biyado, to support it, and then it goes on to say lehasir oisa mayal rosh Ephraim al rosh Menashe. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, okay, let's see what happened over here. The Targum, I didn't put it in Farshim. No, one second. What I do over here? Here it is, Targum. V'chazo yosef arei shavi avuhi yad yiminei al reisha de Ephraim. Uve'esh be'enoi. The word be'esh means evil. Look at the translation. You see, here's the truth, it was bad. Be'esh means, Be'esh Kochar means, it's a much stronger word. Be'esh is bad, alright, go back to the Hebrew. Be'enohi. Utse'ed means to support Yudo. Diavui le'ado yosah. What is le'ado yosah? La'ado yosah. So over here it says what did he do? It says over here uve Ishmael useid yodo, he lifted up his hand the avui le ado yosa. What is more the word le ado? La ado means to move it, right? To move it. What is it over here? What is it over here in the English? To remove it, to do what? To move it. May al reisha gefaim le'anochusa al reisha de Menashe. To rest on the head of Menashe. Alright, this needs some be'ur. So we have no choice but to open up the Ma'atzori. I pressed the button by the computer by mistake. Parashas Vayichi. Okay. Okay, so let's see what it says over here. It says over here, Pasuk, this is Pasuk 17. Pasuk 17, it says, Vayar Yosef. Pasuk 17, what does it say? Vishavi, Shavi means some, Lashon Ovar, Targum Yashis, Sadeh, Lashon Ezra. It doesn't really say very much here. Okay, we'll leave it with that. We'll go on to the next pasuk. Okay, Mayor, I'm putting you on mute because I think over here you're talking with. Vayomi Yosef, Yosef says, I love him, Yosef said to his father, Lechen Avi, you're making a mistake. My father, you are making a mistake, Kizeh Bechor, this is the Bechor, Sim Yimincho Aroshoy, put your right hand on Roshoy, on his head. Rashi, Pasuk 18, there is none, Targum, Pasuk 18, Vayomi Yosef, Lavu, Lochen Abo, Arei Dein Bechoro, this is the Bechor, Shav, Set, Yimincho Aroshoy. Okay, Pasuk 19, Vayimo Ein Aviv, he refused. Okay, Vayomer Yodati Miyodati, Gam Hu Yelo Am Gam Hu Yigdol, he will be a nation, he will be great. The Ulam Bat Ochiv Hakotoin Yigdal Mimenu, the younger brother will be greater. Vizaroyim Meloy Hagoyim. Okay, Rashi says, Yodati Miyodati, Shua Bukhar, I know my son is the Bukhar. Gam Hu Yelo Am Gam Hu Yigdol, Shua Sid Gidal Lotus Menu. This is a very beautiful pasuk. This pasuk is presenting over here Yisoides. Gam yelo am gam yigdal shosid gidon lot says menu shakadosh baruch hu es neis al yadoi veulam achiv hakatan yigdal menu shosid yehoshua lot says menu sheyan chilas aretz, he will inherit the land vilameid toira li yisrael. Okay, so we hear Rashi mentions two things, and it's very interesting the order. Yeshua will inherit the land, and he will teach Torah to the Jewish people. Question, wouldn't you expect Rashi to say it in the opposite order? That he will teach Torah to the Jewish people, and he will inherit the land? Why did Rashi present that in this order? Okay, also, by the way, the Rech Agav, it shows you over here that doing that learning Torah, teaching Torah, and living in inheriting the land is greater than open, blatant miracles. Gidon was a shofet. He saved the Jewish people from the pollution with miracles. Whereas Yeshua, we're not focusing on miracles. I mean, I understand, Meir, Yeshua didn't do miracles. Yeshua also did miracles. Okay, I can't tell you all the miracles. Now we have to go over the Pesukim.
Okay, Yerichoy fell.
It was not Yeshua that he told the son to stop.
Right, right. And he marched around Yericho.
Seven times. Right? So what is over here? He says over here, Gidoin, Shos, the Gidlot says Mimenu, Shakodesh Baruch, Oisene, Sal Yodoi. V'ulam avakad yomenu she'os Yehoshua lot says mimenu she'yanchil es ha'aretz v'lamei tarah lishol. Wait a minute, Yehoshua did the same miracles. He did even greater miracles. And Yehoshua, that's number one. Number two is the order is very different for Acharedi. Acharedi was not going to like this order. They're going to, why does it say first she'yanchil es ha'aretz and then we'll say v'lamei tarah lishol? If it would say if all Rashi would say is Vilame Torah, Gival Tere, Anaya Kabbalah Satere. So but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says first Shanyanchilas Aritz, and then it says Vilame Torah. And what about all the miracles? Okay, I don't know. This is something a very good topic of discussion. Maybe on Friday or another time, this requires some research. What is Rashi over here saying? Next, V'zaru yeblag goyim kol olam imali mitzeis shem shamoi v'shmoi kishayam racham begivon v'yirech be'imik ayolon. Okay, so I mean, this is the miracles. His he's saying over the word, meloy agoyim, the entire world will be filled with his mitzeis shamoi, his reputation. The whole world is going to know about Yehoshua when they hear about the miracle where the sun stopped in Givon, and the moon in the valley of Ayalon, two different battles. And in these battles, the heavenly bodies of the world stop moving in order to give more time for Yehoshua to finish off the job. That's not a miracle. That's not a miracle. My high. So what? And therefore, he's going to have renowned. What? And Gideon did not have world renowned. Gideon was a shofet. He did miracles. When miracles happen, the whole world talks about it. So Gideon did not deserve world renown. What's going on over here? Okay, so I don't know. This requires more bayer. In the meantime, what is the targum saying in this pasuk? V'sorev avuhi, his father refused. V'amar yedana v'ri yedana. Afu yehele amo. V'afu yiske uvram. But achuhi ziro, his younger brother, yiske mineh will be greater. Uvinohi yehoin. Now here, you see this one bold. This word does not appear in the pasuk. This is very, very important. Uvnohi yehoin shalitin be'am maya. The brother of Ulam Ochiv HaKotoin, the word yigdal is be great. I mean, v'zaro yihyeh. He is fataychim these words. V'zaro, his seed, yihyeh, miloi ha'goyim. Over here in the English it says, may I'm putting you on mute because it's making noise. Meloi ha'goyim means the fullness of the nations. His seed will fill up the nations. Okay, so what is over here? Yem meloi ha'goyim. Targum says shalitin be'amamaya. That's a very interesting addition into the pasuk that it does not say. And what about Rashi? When you go back to Rashi, you'll when it says v'zariyem meloi ha'goyim, Rashi says meloi ha'goyim means reputation. It means, doesn't mean, what do you mean be full among the goyim? World renown. The whole world will recognize his name and will have respect for him because of the miracle that he's going to do. The world will know about. That's what's called miloy. Miloy means the fullness of the earth in reference to world renown, reputation. Targum doesn't say that. Targum says he will be miloy hagoyim shalitin, rulers. Rulers will come from him. Uvnoihi yehoin shalitin, rulers among the nations of the world. Okay, that's very interesting. So let's see what it says over here in this matzari. Shalitin loy targem kipshutoi shakol oilam yismalei mizaroi kevin shlohoyu b'shum zman kol amim milei mizaroi elav zman gulusam shemifuzonim b'chol mekames ha'amim. Vizuhi klal of lebracha. Wow, look what he says. He says from the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says, study Jewish history. If you study Jewish history, you will discover that it never happened. It never happened that the descendants of Ephraim were all over the nations. Were miloi kol hagoyim. It never happened. And don't answer me that it happened when they went into Golos. That's not called the bracha. If you're going to tell me that in Galus there are descendants of Ephraim living all over the world at the time of Galus, this cannot be what Yaakov Avinu refers to, because Yaakov Avinu over here is giving Baracha, and Galus is a Klala. So it cannot be that we're dealing here with a Klala, we're dealing only with Baracha. So what then does it mean, V'zayyeh Meloi Chol HaGoyim? It never happened, literally, that his seed, his descendants, populated, they increased the number, and they spread throughout the world. So the only thing it can then mean is Shalitin. Okay, going further in the Mizrahi over here, the Unkelis, the Loike Targum Minus of Nuzil Shabir, Sagin Ba'amin, Rabin Ba'amin, the Gam Loike Rasha Peir, Shem Zari Molu Alam, the Ay Milun Beir Molu Hagoyim, Lufi Hatargum. Okay, so he tells us over here to go and take a look at what it says over here in the Milum. We're going to do this because it's also interesting. Now, by the way, we never really do this, but look at the Targum Minus of Nuzil. Targum Yonasan on this pasuk says, okay, look, this is the Targum. So Rav Amar Yedar Bim Yedar, the Mizul Luchav Uch Hakima the Uf Huye La Am Rav, the Uf Hu Yiskem Uv Rav Achoy Kalila Yaskei, Uv Noy Yehoyn Sagi In Be Amamaya. The Targum Yonasan Ben Uzil says will be numerous. So he doesn't like that because it never happened, and he doesn't like Rashi who says it means that reputation, but say shamoy, is reputation u shamoy. But instead, the Targum Unkelis says it means shalitin. In this sefer, it says to turn to the back, to the word to the miluim over here. In the back of the sefer, he has elaborations on certain topics. I'm going to go take a look and see what's over here. Parashas Vayichi, Miketz Vayichi. Okay. And here it is. Here it is. Zaro ye miloi. Miloi hagoyim. Wait a minute, I don't see it here. Let me see. One second. The Zari ayin in the miluim, yeah. The ayin miluim beir miloi hagoyim lefi hatargum. So where is it? This is Pasuk. Shalitin. Okay, we Pasuk Yotes. Pasuk Dalet, Yotesayin. Okay, Vayimoyin Aviv. Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it. Okay, I found it. So what does this mean? Shalitin, I'm reading this. Doimel Letag Ungolis is Isa B'medrash, Sheperish, V'zariye Moli Hagoyim, V'zesh Yoshua, Kishamid Galgel Sholcham Ulvanim Shain Sholtin Mitsoif Oilam Yatzafu. So Uvachu Sholit, Vinichbad Al Kolgoi Oilam. He's a Sholit. I don't understand what he's saying over here. Ella Sheunkelis Tirgim Uvinahi Yehoin Loshen Rabin. Vyesh Lefarish Akavonik Moshe Kosab Yoshua, Kedaber Ephraim Reseis. Vikosav Shamradak, Hoyo Moiroi Al Hoamin, that his fear was on the nations. Asher Svivoisav, ki bidibro hoye oiches, when he spoke, hoye oiches reses, ura odo hashomea oisai, kumoy shenem or love, vizaro yiye miloy hagoyim. Alright, he's not saying, I know it's not so satisfactory, he's saying over here is that Ephraim, Shevet Ephraim, that when he spoke, the world was afraid. The leaders that came from Ephraim, from Shevet Ephraim, were very powerful and demanded respect. And when he spoke, people were indeed afraid. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, and on that day, Yaakov, you know, he blessed them, Ephraim and Menashe, on that day, saying, Becho in you. Who did he bless? He blessed them, Lamar, Becho. Becho is singular. In you, Yivarech Yisho Lamar, Yisimcho Elokim, Ke Ephraim v'chimnashe. May Hashem make you like Ephraim and Menashe. Vayosem es Ephraim lufnei Menashe. Now there is a grammatical difficulty in this passage because it says Vayivorchem b'lashon Rabim, and then it says b'cho b'lashon Yochid. So a similar you would probably answer is that they were one unit, even though Ephraim and Menashe are two separate people, but there was achdus between them, and it was as if they were one person, and that's why we refer to Ephraim and Menashe as b'cho, as one single person. In you, And what was the bracha? The bracha is that everyone has a child should say that may you be just like Ephraim and Menashe. That's quite a chiddush. Why would you want to bless someone like Ephraim and Menashe when you can bless that they should be like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? It's mamish apella that there should be such a bracha that we should bless the children like Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe were not on the spiritual level as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The proof is, when you bless your daughters, what do you say to them? You say, Yisimech Elokim Kisara, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. So if by a daughter, you bless them and they should be like the Imahos, why don't we bless the sons that like they should be like the Avos? Why would we want to settle for something that's a much lower Madrega? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Becha in you, Yivarech Yisrael, Haba. Levarich esbanav. Any person in the future generation which wants to bless his children, Yivarchem will bless them, Bevirchasam, in their blessing. V'yoymar ish livno, a man will say to his child, Yisimcha Elokim Hashem, make you ki Ephraim v'chimnashe. V'yosem is trouble as Ephraim. He set Ephraim first. V'yosem as Ephraim means he set. In the blessing, Ephraim comes first. So we have to appreciate that there are two elements. There is the right hand rested on Ephraim, and the second element is he gave each child a distinct blessing. It does not appear that the pasuk is not telling us exactly what he said to Ephraim and what he said to Menashe. The pasuk is not telling us that information. But it's telling us that the order was first he blessed Ephraim, and then he blessed Menashe. There was an order. Vayosem es Ephraim, bebirchas soy lefnei Menashe, liakdimoy bedegolim uvechanukas hanesim, and just like he got the bracha first, he comes first in the degolim when they travel in the desert. Who went first? Ephraim went first. And in the order of the nesim, when they offered sacrifices to inaugurate the new Mishkan, Ephraim came before Menashe. Ephraim brought his korbanos on day 7, and Menashe brought the korbanos on day 8. If I'm not mistaken, on day 8, Ephraim is day 7, Menashe is on day 8. That is very interesting, that Menashe gets Zois Chanukah. If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Why should Menashe get Zois Chanukah? Because Chanukah was a battle. Chanukah, we have 8 days of Hanukkah. I don't know, it's about Torah also. Okay, it's interesting. 7 days is from Menashe. Torah, Menashe represented the concept of a shtadlus. Ephraim was kulu Torah. Okay, so these are the two Rashis. Rashis to Yitzhak saw that a person's going to bless his child, is going to bless his child, is going to bless Menashe. And the second Yitzhak of Rashi is that in the order of the bracha, first he blessed Ephraim, then he blessed Menashe. Now let's take a look at the Targum. Targum, Uncle says, Uvere Chinun, Beyoimahu, he blessed on that day. Lememar saying, Bachan you, Yvorech Yishol Lememar, Yeshavinach Hashem and Hashem set you, Ke Ephraim Vichimnashe, Vishave he set, Yos Ephraim, Kadam Menashe. Alright, it seems pretty straightforward. Let's go to the next passage. Vayoimer Yisrael El Yosef. Yisrael said to Yosef, Hinei anochi meis, I am about to die. V'haya elokim imochem, Hashem will be with you. V'yishiv eschem, He will return you el eretz avoisechem, Hashem will return you back to Eretz Yisrael. What does Rashi say? No Rashi. What does Uncle say? V'amar Yisrael liyosef, ha ano mo'is, I'm going to die. V'hei meimro de Hashem besatchem. Okay, this over here again is a classic approach, translation of the Targum. The Targum does not want to allow us to become buddy-buddy with Hashem. The Targum is always going to place a wedge between us. When he says, V'hoyo elekim imachem, he's adding words. It means the words of Hashem, the memra de Hashem, will be b'sa dachoin, will be at your assistance. And V'yosev yoschem la'ara da'ava haschan, Hashem will return you to your land. So the name Ray da Hashem will be at your assistance. Okay, let's go now to 22. Vani and I, Nosati Lucha, Shechem Achad Al Achach. I'm giving you an extra portion. What would Shechem? We'll see. Asher lokachtim yad ho emari b'charbi uvikashti. Yaakov Avinu over here is making an announcement, and you should know that I went to war. When do we ever find Yaakov going to war? I do not know. I took from the Emori with my sword and my bow. When did he ever go to war? I don't know. Let's see. Rashi over here, instead of a long Rashi over here, V'ani and I nasati l'chol l'fi sh'ato t'orech l'hisasek b'kvu rasi. Because you're going to busy yourself, take responsibility to bury me, we have to pay you. V'gam ani nasati l'chol nachlo sh'ti kover bo. Oh, so therefore he's saying the reward for being busy in my burial is you are going to get a burial spot. You'll be buried in Shechem. Okay, so now we know this Yisoid. You hear about this very often in the news. That Kever Yosef. Kever Yosef has no mazel. Kever Yosef is always being vandalized. Okay, it's been vandalized, it's been torched, then they rebuild it, then they vandalize it again. I don't know right now, what's the story with Kever Yosef right now? I don't know what the matzah is. Is it safe to go there? Is it not safe? Every day in the news, I haven't been paying attention, if Kever Yosef is safe. It's not in a good territory. Kever Yosef. Why is Yosef buried there in Shechem? It's in reward for Yosef burying Yaakov Avinu in the Ma'aretz Machpelah. It's a reward. You went and you took upon yourself the responsibility to make sure that I will be buried in Eretz, in Hebron. Memela, you will be rewarded. I'm giving you the land of Shechem, and that's where your burial spot will be. So one more time, l'fishat torech l'sasik b'kvur rasi, v'gam ani nasati l'cha nachlo shetika v'bo, v'ezo zo Shechem, shenemar v'yis'atzmos Yosef asher helu m'mitshayim kavu b'Shechem. Okay, what is in Shechem achad al achecha? Shechem mamish. He tiel l'chachilik echad yisera alachecha. Shechem amish. So Shechem here, Rashi is teaching us, does not mean a portion. Because the word Shechem also in English means a portion. Look over here at the English translation. And now I assign to you one portion. The word Shechem means a portion. There's a star on the screen. I'm going to click on the star and it's going to open up a translation, and it's going to show portion, meaning of Hebrew Shechem. Uncertain. What does that mean, uncertain? Okay. Others, mountain slope. Okay, it's another mountain slope. Okay, I never heard that either. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I assumed that the word Shechem in English means a portion. And in fact, that's what it says. Okay, that's what it says in English. Portion, meaning of Hebrew Shechem, uncertain. So it seems that the one who made the translation for this translation, where they took it from, the author does not know the source, the makar, the root of Shechem, for the word Shechem to mean a portion. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says the word Shechem does not mean a portion. The word Shechem in this pasuk means the actual city of Shechem. Yaakov Avinu, at some point in his life, he had a battle. He went to war. And in that war, he conquered the city of Shechem. And now Yaakov is bequeathing that city exclusively to Yosef in payment for his commitment to make sure that he'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rashi says Shechem Mamish. It means the actual city of Shechem. He tiel lecha chilek echad yisera alachecha. It's not going into the Yerusha. I took this when I went to battle. The charbi uvikashti. So here, when did I get it? So now he explains. Kishahargu Shimon v'levi es anshei Shechem. Niskansu kol esrivo seyem. Lehiz daveg lohem. V'chogar Yaakov klei milchama kinegdan. Now, isn't this an amazing historical insight that if not for this Rashi, who would ever know such a thing? Yaakov Avinu, at this point in time in his life, was very old. He was an old man. this event took place. It wasn't that old, but relatively speaking, Yaakov died when he was 100, and what was he, 100 and I forgot, 130, 147 years old. He died when he was 147 years old. When he appeared before Paro, he was 130, and he died, he was 147. So Yaakov Avinu, and he lost 20. He was really supposed to live until until 180, and the reason why he died 33 years early was because he said to Paro that I had a bad life. That's a shocking thing. It's shocking that he lost so many years of his life. 33 years of his life he lost. That's a very long time. Some people, 33 years, a whole lifetime. How old the Ramah? The Ramah, we don't really know how old he was. Some want to say the Ramah was only 33 years old when he died. It's a little shocking to say that, but 33, he lost 33 years. So Yaakov Avinu, so he over here, how old was he when he made, when this was, this has to go back 130s when he came to Egypt. And how many years was it? He was over 100 years old. Mechiras was practically when Yosef was born. So it would seem that Yaakov Avinu was over 100 years old. His two sons, Shimon and Levi, they go and they wipe out a whole city in order to rescue their sister. What happened next? All of the neighbors, they all got together and they decided that this family, this clan of Yaakov is a danger. Look what they just did. So they all got together to go to war and wipe out Yaakov Avinu. And what did Yaakov do? So Rashi says, all of the neighbors came together to go to war against them. The Chagar Yaakov claimed Mulchama Kinegdon. He took up weapons to fight. To fight on the believable. And when that happened, in that battle, Yaakov Avinu, he conquered the Aniach Miyad Cho Emoiri, the Emoiri, and I conquered them, and that war, I acquired the city of Shechem. Davar Acher, Shechem Achad Hu HaBechoira. Okay, so now he says a Nupshat. The word Shechem means the firstborn right. Sheyidlu Bonav Shnei Chalokim, that his sons had two portions, Ephraim and Menashe will get two portions. Ushechem Loshen Cheliku, it is a portion. Vaharbe Yeshloi Dem Mikra, Ki Tishi Seimoi Shechem, portion, you'll set him a portion. Toshis Soinai Lefonai Lachalokim, set by enemies of his portions. Achalka Shechem, Derech Yiratzku Shechem, Ish Chalkoi, Lovdo Shomechem, little examples of a portion. I took this from the Emori. Miyad Esav, from Esav. She'osa ma'asei Emori. Davar acher, she'yitzor oviv be'imrei piv. So it's a pillow what he says over here. First he says, the city of Shechem. And then he says, I took from the Emori. Emori here refers to Esav. And Esav did a ma'asei Emori. Davar acher, so it's the Bechora. I think what he's doing over here is as follows. Rashi now is continuing in his second interpretation. And Shechem means the birthright. How did I get the birthright? I got it from my brother Esav. Why would the pasuk call Esav Emori? Because Esav behaved like an Emori. Miyad Esav, she'osa ma'aseh Emori. Davar acher, she'yitzod oviv be'imrei fiv. Emori comes from the word Amira, that my brother Esav, he would trap my father with his words.
Bechari uvekashti. Where was Dina when Shimon and Levi came into Shechem? She was in Shechem?
She was in Shechem. She was in, it says in the Farish and Rashi, Rashi says in last week's Parsha, that when the Shimon came to rescue her, she said, I'm not leaving.
She didn't want to go until
he promised he'll marry her. It's like, what is this? It's called a syndrome. You get used to your captor. What is that called? You get used
Stockholm
syndrome. You get used to the captor. That's exactly what she had. She liked him. She said, I'm going to stay with him.
No, it wasn't that. She was ashamed. She said, I'm pregnant. I don't want to go home. They'll say that I'm pregnant.
Exactly. So I might as well stay with him. I might as well stay with Shechem. But I'll have a good life with him. What am I going to have? I'm going to go home. I'll be shunned if I go back home. So Shimon promised her, and he will marry her. In those days, everyone married your sister.
Did he?
He did. He did marry her.
But so then Shimon was the shver of Yaakov.
You can't really call it a shver because they sent away the baby. The baby was sent away, according to the Medrash. The baby was sent away.
Whatever thing got it back, right?
Once you get rid of the baby, so you're not the shver, you're not the mother. They lost the baby.
We pask it that you can't marry your uncle or your aunt, right?
You can't marry. No, it's a sister. This is a sister. He married a sister. Yosef then turns out that he married his it's a mitzvah. Adraba. Halacha l'mayis, you can marry his niece. This was Yosef's, Osnas was Yosef's niece. Uh-huh. Because this was the brother, his brother. His brother had a It's a sister's child. In fact, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry your sister's son. Your sister's daughter.
Dothan and Aviram were from Shimon, right?
I don't know.
Ruve.
I don't remember. Okay, let's see over here now. Over here, so it's very important. These two Rashis, the Kashi is referring to the Perush of the Bechayra, the firstborn right. If you learn that he went, it was a Belchama, and it means Shechem, it means the city of Shechem. Then when it says, it means Taka, the city of Shechem was under the jurisdiction of the Emoirim. And Yaakov went to war with Echerev and Ekeshes. But if you learn that when it says, I'm going to give you, Shechem does not mean the city of Shechem. I'm going to give to you the firstborn right. Yaakov Avinu, he purchased the firstborn right from Esav, and I'm giving that firstborn right to you, Yosef. So why then does it refer to the purchasing of the firstborn right with the terms of Miyad Ho'em Moiri, Becharbi Uvekashti? The Esav is not an Emoiri. The answer is yes, he is. Either he's an Emoiri because Esav did a Maisa of Emoiri, he behaved like a guy, or...
No matter what Rashi says, we say that Shechem was one of the places that were taken by Yaakov and given to Yosef.
No, that's not like this. Rashi is presenting, that's exactly what Rashi is doing. Go back to the end of the Rashi. Rashi is presenting to Mahalchem. Rashi says, what is the translation?
So the second Mahalchem doesn't say that he gave it to you.
No, so that's second Mahalchem, both Mahalchem said that he gave it. It says, Vani nosan lecha Shechem achar alachecha. What exactly did he give to Yosef? Did he give him the city of Shechem? Or did he give him the firstborn right? You said if he gave him the firstborn right, then he never gave him that city. If he gave him that city, he never gave him the firstborn right.
Right.
Or, okay, okay, so I don't know, maybe you're right. You're right. So if are these two mahalchim mutually exclusive? Or maybe we say, Elu vi Elu divri Elokim chayim. I don't know the answer. Now, in any event...
Why not both? You get to everything with both.
Okay, that's always a question in the Gemara. The Gemara tells you two different mahalchim. Is it the pshat, they're mutually exclusive, or is it elu v'elu? Now, if you learn that it's referring to Shechem Amish, we understand why it says here Emoiri, and it says the Cherev and the Keshes. There was a real battle, and Shechem was under the jurisdiction of the Emoirim. If you learn the word that Shechem means the firstborn, right? It means another portion, the firstborn right. So then what then does it mean Emori, and what does it mean Chari Vakashi? So the answer is, Emori means the firstborn right from my brother Esav. Why is Esav called an Emori? Two reasons. Either because Esav behaved like a guy, or because Esav, he tricked our father. He said Imre, he used his mouth to trick us. And what does it mean the Chari Vakashi? That he stole it with wisdom, Chochma and Tefillah. Now this is an insight. When Esav came back from the Sodev, who Oyev, Yaakov Avinu decided to purchase the firstborn right. Now we understand it was Chochmah, he was wise. I'll feed you the lentils. I'll give you the lentils and you'll give me the firstborn right. But where do we find Tefillah? Where do we find Tefillah?
He was running away from Eliphaz. Eliphaz grabbed him. So
that's already after the fact. That already was after the fact.
If he would have caught him and killed him, it would have
gone back. So you're saying, Yeah, look here, you're saying very good. You're saying, Mardu Gavart. He's saying that the tefillah over here is im yelukim imadi yishmarim bechaz esher nochi holech. He's saying that's the tefillah. He's saying a very powerful original of art. You don't realize what you just said. You said mamish.
I'm only sorry I didn't write it down for a bit.
He's saying something very chasha. He's saying mamish devadim ha'imdim al shulchan malachim man malkei rabbanan. He's saying a very good word, a very tifa word he's saying. I asked the kasha though, you got to give me credit also. It says here the tefillah, what's the tefillah? And you're saying the tefillah is when he's on the run, when he ran away, if he would have been killed, then it would have gone back to Esav. So the
right,
whole...
Esav would have married Rachel and Leah.
And Esav would have married both of them. So the tefillah came to the very, very end.
I'll tell you why he would have married both of them.
It's very interesting.
Married Leah.
Yeah.
And then he wanted more, you know.
He wanted the shmigah because he wanted love to be the shver, and whoever the word was to be the shmigah. The lechava was to be awesome. Very good. Okay, now let's see very quickly the targum. We're gonna have to stop targum on this passage very quickly. V'ano yehavis lachulka mechad, another portion. He goes a chulak. You see over here the targum holds like Rashi's second shot, a portion, not the city. Yatir in addition al achach di nisavis miyadi de mari. And here he says another chiddush. This is normally the typical type of targum minister in Uzil. And over here Rashi of the Unkelis turns into targum minister in Uzil. And he says, what does it mean? What does it mean? It says b'tfilot bits loisi u vivousi. Not like what it says in Rashi. Rashi says chochma and tefillah. Targum says no, tefillah and tefillah. Only tefillah. There's two types of tefillahs. A tefillah called a tzolaisi, uvi v'usi. So now So now you're going to have to upgrade your var. Your var was, where was the tefillah? The tefillah was in Shemarani Lekim Baderech Hazeh Shenoch Yolech. But that's only one tefillah. Where was the other tefillah? We gotta find another tefillah.
What's it, Sadusa? When he...
Where? Find me in Chumash, another tefillah. When was there another tefillah? We only find... He davened? Does it say that he davened? Oh, Muhammad, Megarin? That was loving though. That wasn't Esav.
So what? Lovin and Esav, same thing.
But we're calling the Emorah. Oh, now calling the Emorah. Also, Rashi over here, the time says that he's not a riot, the Emorah. Oh, we got to think about this. All right, it's late. We have to stop. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Thank you, Mr. and Ms. Glatter, Heshi Barth, Mayor Blazer. Have a wonderful night.
I want you to think about your muscle.
Okay, I hear.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Blazer. Bye. Good night.